We're standing before Jackson Pollock's Guardians of the Secret from 1943. 4 feet high and over 6 feet wide, this painting is dense with mythic symbols. At both the far left side and the far right side, tall vertical figures stand guard. Each is painted with swirls of color and long snaking lines, hinting at human forms. For the figure on the left, Pollock uses white and black to suggest a skull for a head and bones for a body. The figure on the right side seems to wear a mask or helmet, beneath which dark blue and black ornamental robes flow down like a column. Stretched across the base of the painting, facing the robed figure on the right, a dog-like animal lies prone, paws out. Its head is indicated by pointy ears, a single eye, and a long snout. Above this canine figure, in the wide center of the painting, is a horizontal area dominated by white and yellow, with streaks of black and other dark colors. This might be a tapestry, a scroll, or a shroud marked by hieroglyphics. Above this, along the top third of the painting, abstract symbols are lined up in a row. Furthest left, white streaks create the outline of a shield. To its right, black and blue curves suggest a scarab. To the right again, a burst of fiery red seems to be a rooster. These symbols are interspersed with streaks of paint, filling the upper part of the canvas with even more color and line.